Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP-Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress-to-go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP-Cross, CalmMind, and BrainMag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back. We have the amazing, brilliant John W. Spring, and I believe that, remember, when I have my co-hosts on the program, they have an apostolic and prophetic calling. And I'm going to go back a little bit. I want people to understand who Dr. Bill Deagle is, okay? Because my actual ministry doesn't start until the first day of the treaty, which is probably going to happen the second term of Trump, because when you look at the lineup of the demon rats, or the dumb and crappies, I call them, these people are clinically insane, and they're dogmatic fools. Like, look, Beto O'Rourke, I call him Batty Beto. You can actually, you don't need an air conditioner if you're near the man. He's going to wave you so much that you're going to be cool. Not cool because you're a cool person, but cool because he's going to generate enough airflow around you with his hands movement. He's insane. Same as AOC, we call her occasional cortex, or Elizabeth Warren. You want to fix the system. You want to fix it so you don't have a top-down control freak system. And the brilliance of John W. Spring is because he's a fantastic geographer with an IQ over 200, and he did research. He was the first whistleblower of the Cuban Missile Crisis, and thank God, because a lot of Americans would have died if those missiles were fired by the Soviet Union. And then again, in the 1980s, we had the Grenada Island disaster. And now we've got Puerto Joyete in Nicaragua. And again, remember, Trump, I got part of his speech today when he was introducing Bolsonaro, the new kind of populist leader of Brazil, because Brazil is trying to put humanitarian aid into Venezuela. And you can't bring it in there without military force. I mean, anybody who thinks you can bring in aid without a military backing it up is delusional. So we have our special forces down there, and the idiot Maduro tried to say that we cut off the power. No, they cut off the power because we're running out of gasoline to run the generators. I guarantee you, the palace was brandy and having good food, that Maduro and his other yahoos have shipped billions of dollars of gold to the Soviet Union and so on, hoping that if he has to exit, it'll still be there. But the fact is, you have a prophetic calling, John. And we're at the end. This is the end of the end of the human age. I mean, you're going to be in a couple of days. I think tomorrow is your birthday. It's a happy birthday, by the way.
It's actually today.
You know what? If you're not in the White House, you should be in the White House. Oh, sorry, today, the 19th. That you should be in the White House today, sharing a glass of soda, because Trump doesn't drink. He only drinks the wine of narcissism, which I got a kick out of Kellyanne's husband actually calling him out, because it's true. If the man was not a narcissist, he'd listen to people like you and me, and he wouldn't just sign Bibles in Alabama for all the people killed by the hurricane and by the tornadoes. He'd actually be reading one with the vice president, and he'd actually admit to being a sinner and having all these porn stars that he had to pay off through his now lawyer going to prison. The fact is, I like to call things straight. When I'm a sinner, if the sign of being a real saved Christian is three things. Number one, you admit you're a sinner, and you can't save yourself without God. You cannot forgive yourself from all the bad things you did, whether it's me doing abortions, or if you murdered somebody, or you did some dirty deal or whatever. Only God can forgive you. You cannot forgive yourself or feel forgiven by doing a bunch of good works. Number two, you fight against that sin forever. You don't just do it once, like you absolution, like, you know, you buy a novena if you're Catholic, or you go and have the priest's confessional and say 10 Hail Marys and 10 Our Fathers and you're done. Or Kol Nidra, which the Jews do on Yom Kippur. Doesn't happen, okay? Only God can forgive. Number third thing you do is you rely on God. In other words, you know that if you do what's right in your own eyes, it's the definition of evil, which is why all the level Masons and control freaks in the Democratic Party and Rhino Republicans and all the people in the universities that think they know better than anybody else, if you don't consult God, you're always going to do evil. Right now, for example, we've permitted things. For example, look at Putin. He's putting in a law to block fake news. That sounds good on the surface, but then you got central control of the Communist Party. Anything that disrespects Putin, even if it's telling the truth, is going to be called fake news. So yes. Now you got totalitarian control, just like in China under Xi. If you disrespect the Chinese party, they rate you. You can't even get on a train, plane, or get a job. Totalitarianism is rising everywhere in the world because Lucifer is running the show. It says, woe to you, worse than you see, for the devil has come down to you. And you and I, John W., and our other co-hosts, for example, like tomorrow, Jonathan Gray on Hour 3, ancient archaeologist, we are the gemstones of the breastplate of the high priest. There's 12 things that can pierce that breastplate to get to your soul. And we are those gemstones protecting the soul of mankind from the future of evil. And it's there. And don't think Mr. Trump is a good man. He's a righteous man. He's a U.S. patriot. He's probably the best president we've ever had of all of the, the crowd we've had. But to be honest with you, he's a pre-Christian, just like the guys that focus on the family said. And I pray for Trump Pinocchio, I call him. He's a wooden boy. And when he lies, his nose grows longer. You can see it. Or when he becomes narcissistic, his nose grows longer. You can't see it, but spiritually you can. He's Trump Pinocchio. What do you think of that? He likes to make names up. I got my name for him. I call him Trump Pinocchio. What do you think of that?
Yes. Now, getting back to being a guest at the White House, I would settle for March 21st because that's the first day of spring. But you're right. But it would be wonderful if you and I could take a special private jet.
I made a statement, John, and I want to make the statement because I think it's unlikely that you're going to get invited on the 21st. But here's the statement. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States now, POTUS, is going to answer us now in the physical world, or he's going to answer us at the judgment seat of God. Because the spirit of John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle are not going to live on earth forever. You and I have a limited number of days, weeks, months, and years left before we are taken home to our reward in heaven.
Yes.
And when we get there, God's going to take his index finger and say, get over here, John W. Spring and Deagle. Did you not witness in your show that Donald Trump should repent and become a real-life Christian president instead of being Trump Pinocchio? Should he have protected the people with a missile defense system and removed the Russian missiles from La Archila Island and Punta Huerte? Should he have told the Chinese that if they don't get their damn troops out of Maduro, it's an act of war? Should he have actually built the border wall and told the Congress and Senate to go to hell and warned the Supreme Court that if they don't do the right thing, that he's going to declare martial law? Should he realize that Donald Trump has to serve God first before he serves mankind? And guess what? I don't see it. I see Trump now getting more worried about his personal popularity. Excuse me, Trump. Be a real-life Christian boy. Don't be Trump Pinocchio anymore. How's that? If he was Trumpian, he would have a thing where it allows cross-border competition for health insurance, so it would reduce costs. He would have a drug control commission to control the price of drugs. He would allow, say, a VAT to pay for doctors and nurses to be paid an hourly wage to have little room off to the side in the hospital to take care of the indigent that don't have health insurance, rather than getting nationalized control-freak health care that'll kill people, and it will. I saw it in the Canadian health care system. And they act real arrogant about it. Well, we can't take care of blah, 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 blah. Both my parents were lethally injected with morphine because they didn't want to do any more care of them. And they contacted my brother than me because I'm the doctor of 45 years now. And they didn't contact me. They contacted my brother, who was not a medical doctor, so he gave them permission to go ahead and give them the lethal injections. Okay? So if you think you want to argue with Dr. Deagle, you're going to lose, and I'm going to leave a mark. I'm not going to put up with it, okay? People want, they say, well, they want passive radio. You're not going to have passive radio. You get the wrong channel. Turn it off, walk away, and suffer. You want to be emboldened with things that are going to save your physical health from disaster? You want to save your country from disaster and 290 plus million Americans dying in one day from a nuclear war? You want to see economic catastrophe by the globalists who want to kill most of us? Well, they hide it with their Willy Wonka factor ticket in underground deep bases, listening to concert pianos and watching videos while we all die on the surface. If you don't think this is coming, you're an idiot, okay? This is not open to opinion, damn it. And you know, people say, well, that's just your idea. You think you know everything. Well, I know I have a lot more than pretty well everybody out there. And it matches up with the genius of John W. Spring and tells me that La Archila, I've been bugging him for 2 years because I had visions. Russian submarines tunneled into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River, long-range hypersonic cruise missiles, satellite-based killer weapons, by the way, the Russians and Chinese have put in space to knock out our eyeballs when they attack us with EMP or weapons, called a weapon the Lord has shown me called a weapon of indignation. And then the Lord showed me last year Chinese hospital ships with big red crosses on them. And then, and recently, three hospital ships, not one, and now 35,000 troops, and I put up the picture. And then last week, I was arguing with Harley Schlanger, oh, no, there's no truth in that, and there's Chinese. I said, you know what? You need to shut up. There is. I have intel agencies. I have our own pictures. I got everything. It's not open to your damned opinion. You want to think that the Chinese can do no wrong. Because Harley Schlanger and LaRouche Foundation think that the Belt and Road system is perfectly fine when they take over ports because people go bankrupt to the Chinese. It's not okay. It's not. Just like when American corporations rip and tear the country and the world apart with 700-plus bases and don't have the money to run a healthcare system, which could be, by the way, run at one-fifth the cost,
But they want to have all their fat lawyers doing giant malpractice suits, and they don't care about improving the health of the population. No, 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 no. They don't want people to live longer and be wise in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and 100. As it says in the Bible, that someday there'll be, if you die at 100, it'll be considered the years of a child. Guess what? It's going to happen because people like me, which are being given a prophetic word to bring the years of Methuselah back to mankind, those years and those lengthy long lifespans, like Adam and Eve lived over 900 years, aren't going to happen because government's got control of healthcare. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because some genius working in some medical school is going to discover some special EGR gene switch to fix you so you live for hundreds of years. No, it's going to happen because people like me, inspired by God, have the solution to get rid of cancer and disease. It's not going to happen because government, because they want to kill you. And that's why they want to control you. And right now, Mr. Trump, to me, is just a tool for the New World Order, unless he wakes up and becomes a Christian first before he even gets our advice. Unless a man becomes a Christian, I can't see the man listening to you and I at all. He's such an egomaniac. And even Kellyanne Conway is telling straight up, and the husband comes back with actual conversations that show that Trump is an egomaniac. Excuse me, I don't care if you're an egomaniac, Trump. Anybody who runs for president has got to be an egomaniac, like Beto O'Rourke. We call Batty Beto. Or Klobuchar. If you're not an egomaniac, you're not going to run that way. Okay? Period. I don't care. What I do care, if you're an egomaniac, is are you serving the Most High God?
Yeah.
If he can keep all his ego he wants, you serve God first. God comes before me and your brother and your wife, whatever. If God comes first, you can be all the ego you want, son of a bitch. Excuse my English. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, there's one other thing I would add to my bucket list, and that is what's been mentioned several times by one of your distinguished regular contributors, Deborah Tavares, and that is to abolish the 1933 War Powers Act, which basically has taken away the legitimate citizenship of the average American in the United States.
But you know, the War Powers Act followed the institution on Christmas Eve of the 1914 Act to bring in the Federal Reserve, which
Correct.
Was brought with Edward Mendel House and the Vice President, etc., because they wanted to have the British banks, which again is again part of the British Empire, the banks of Britain, including the Channel Islands and Jersey and Guernsey Island and the Grand Cayman Islands. These guys run in quadrillions of dollars. They hide the money for everybody, including Putin and the oligarchs and the Chinese communists. They're running through their super banks. You know, they used to say that Britain ruled the waves. They rule the waves of money now. That's what they rule.
Right, the city runs the money.
Yeah, Canary Square in London, the city square, the Canary Square, run by the chief reptile, the Queen herself.
Yes.
The chief reptile. So by the way, remember the princess? Remember Diana? She was killed. She made all these statements about seeing the actual. The spiritual intensity was so great with the queen and so on, she could actually see the spiritual transformation of the queen to a reptile. Guess what? When someone has a second sight like me, I don't need to take ayahuasca and magic mushrooms to see the evil and see the transdimensional spiritual entity that's actually inside that freaking person. When I held the hand of Hillary Clinton, I could see a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian. People, oh, you can't say that, Dr. Deagle. I lose all respect for you. I'd rather die of cancer than let you help me. Listen. Wake up. If you don't have spiritual truth, you're not going to survive what's coming. And that includes Mr. Trump and our nation. Our nation is deep. And that includes these stupid Christians that believe in a rapture or a millennium or once saved, always saved, no other foolishness, or three gods rather than one. And even the Muslims preach foolishness that Jesus is going to turn Muslim, and when he comes back, which he is, they prophesy, he's going to be a Muslim, beheading Christians if they don't turn to become Muslim. Do you know that? And you want to say that these Muslims that are representing our Congress deserve to have a seat in Congress? You're nuts. You're nuts. And you wonder why Omar and Tlaib are actually disrespecting us? They're taught to disrespect us. And that's why these women, even escaping totalitarian regimes that abuse the hell out of women, iron their breasts down or cut off their clitoris, they still wear the hijab because they're mind-controlled. People don't get it, do they?
No, they don't.
And you're not going to hear this elsewhere in any other network or even on Rex or Republic Radio or Genesis. You got half-baked egomaniacs with half the truth and the rest of it is blather. You're only going to hear the full truth on this show and this network. Period. Don't waste your time listening elsewhere. Don't.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
What we talked about there, we have you know, I was on a bit of a tirade. I want people to understand I'm really energized. I feel this latest thing, even with Kellyanne's husband, why doesn't Trump just get real? Okay, get a little real. Okay, yeah, I got a big ego. Yeah, I've been successful as a billionaire. In fact, most of his success is blather, because the biggest thing Trump has is he sells his name. But the fact is, the man is brilliant. He's probably got an IQ estimated around 157 160. He's very good at business, taught by his father, but he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and he believes a prophetic blather that he's actually the Apollo who's going to recolonize Mars. That's why he keeps on talking about Space Force. Listen, I took care of the Space Force. I was their doctor. The very first thing told me, July 10th, 1994, after I got my security clearance, which is the same level or higher than the president, we can control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars, and we have our colony on Mars since 1982. And discovered ancient monuments of destroyed civilization, destroyed tens of thousands of years ago in an ancient galactic war. That's the facts. You might want to dispute it. You can't. It's not open to your damned opinion, okay? What I've lived through and what I know, and I only tell you a tiny fraction because some of it's so bizarre and so over the top, you don't want to hear it. You can't absorb it. You can't digest it. What you need to understand, we're in a war with evil. Galactic, cosmic evil, and intelligence that's so beyond the human intelligence, you knuckleheads out there don't understand that America was founded by the Green Dragon Pub by high-level Masons. It wasn't founded by Christians. They weren't Puritans. We have oppositional government to control the human race, and the controls are getting worse. We're moving step by step towards socialism and communism. Look at all of the young people. The millennials and the post-millennials are all believe they have to have socialism or they can't live. They're still living in mama's basement. We have a system that makes colleges charge too much for tuition and books now, which have tripled in cost since 2000, while every other book that's been printed is one-third the cost or less. And yet we screw the heck out of the young people so that they're in debt, so they can't even have a family or start to buy a car or a home. Do you know why? It's designed that way. We don't want them reproducing. We still want them stuck in their mid-30s in their mama's basement or their extra room. And this is by design. Any socialists like AOC... they don't give a crap if we don't have tractors so we can't collect food. No, no, no. Doesn't matter. We can't even tractor bring it into the big cities so that they'll starve to death, because that's what we want. We want them to die. Well, we've got our underground, deep underground bases. We've said, well, we're listening to grand pianos and playing video games and watching old movies on video screens while everybody else is croaking. Okay? You've got to understand what's going on here, people. And you're not, N-O-T, going to hear this from anybody else. You're not. You're going to hear a partial truth or a blather from idiot Alex Jones or some other blogcaster or somebody interview somebody you think is really interesting. Like, you know, when we had this talk, for example, what was her name? A major author that's on the Rents Network. She's in her 80s now. I don't even need to mention her name. But anyway, she gave all the credit about the Lauerchila Island to you. She didn't mention, Dr. Deagle, the fact that I bugged you for over a year before you actually started researching, because you were focusing on Nicaragua and the Punta Huerte. And the fact is, you're a genius. I mean, I really respect just how freaking smart you are. And I bugged you enough that I have my own contacts, by the way, inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM. And I have what's called the supernatural card. Just like the ancient prophet Jeremiah, I could see the high priest inside the temple doing ceremonies and leaning to the rising sun in the east. In other words, they're worshiping the Gauls Baal and the rising god Osiris. Resurrection every day of the sun. People don't understand who Deagle is. You know what? You're going to freaking understand it someday, and hopefully it'll save your carcass from physical death and spiritual death in the bottomless pit of the abyss. So do not show disrespect at your own peril, because the most vile thing you can do is not murdering babies or mass murder. It's disrespecting those that come with grace. There's nothing more evil than disrespecting those that come from the grace of the Most High God. There is nothing more evil on earth than disrespecting those who come with the grace to save your soul. There's nothing worse.
Yes. Right. But by the way, the woman you're talking about is now 90 years old. Her name is Charlotte Iserby. Her father was a member of Skull and Bones, and she has exposed all the information. She released it to an individual who wrote several...
Well, that's good, but the thing is, here's the problem I see with that, okay? If you release tons of information, let's say 90% or 95% of both, say Skull and Bones or something, and you don't include in the equation, you know, the equal sign called God, you can never get the whole truth. And if you don't include the fact that Dr. Deagle would not bug the hell out of you, unless I told you I saw Russian submarines tunnel into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River for 2 years ago, or that I saw hypersonic cruise missiles coming into America, and even the name, the weapon of indignation, which is to hit us with EMP weapons from the Russians, that you wouldn't understand why Putin is enraged now because the son of a bitch thinks he can hide this from us. No, he can't. And also, these same weapons, by the way, are in Kaliningrad, which is the place located by the Russians on
right.
the Black
but I'm
Sea.
Not too, I'm not too worried about the ones in Kaliningrad for this reason, Dr. Bill, and that is because of the prevailing westerlies, which means if they fire these westward towards
Europe, I know that, but they always like the follow. They want the presumption of the threat. You see,
yes.
It's not a matter of firing it. The same way as these weapons in there. For example, the Chinese put 35,000 troops. They don't want necessarily these troops to die. They put three hospital ships off the coast there. They know that if we come in there with blitzkrieg of our advanced weapons, which the Chinese do not even understand what we have, they're all going to die. They won't be going to hospital ships. They will go into a mass grave, okay? They don't want that. The Chinese want to threaten us into actually backing down so we don't even have missile defense. So when we do have Donald Trump's son-in-law sign the covenant with death, we don't even build missile defense against the incoming nuclear missiles from Russia, China, or any other sawed-off country like North Korea. And I can tell you right now, I'm having visions as well with North Korea. 4 months ago, God told me, 4 months ago, you need to know this is a fact, I saw them rebuilding a whole new system beyond Young with more advanced weapons, and the guidance systems and targeting rockets come from Rosatom, as you proved earlier and showed in your letters, but also the Chinese. There's no evidence whatsoever that North Korea is backing off their weapon systems. They've been told by Russia and China, don't ever do it or else we're going to do a regime change on you, buddy. He's already been threatened, and he knows what's going on. Yeah, he was trained in Switzerland. He likes Trump. He wants to see the little pony running across the East China Sea on the little video sent to him. Listen, don't believe a damn second of it. There's a satellites across the U.S. airspace twice a day from North Korea. If they just had a 5 kiloton EMP weapon in one of those satellites, bye-bye power grab, bye-bye America. I work with these people, and I'm going to get Dr. Pai on the show. If the power goes out on the east and west coast of the United States with two EMP weapons shot up at 100,000 feet from a fishing boat 300 miles off the coast, the Americans will cannibalize themselves. You'll die of starvation, diarrhea, violence, or cannibalism.
Yes.
And if you think this frigging president's going to save your hide, he's an idiot. Because Trump's not listening to me. He's not listening to you. We should be laying plasma lines that are EMP-proof. We should be getting away from UHF transformers. The only one making them now is communist China. They only make 200 a year. They don't even have protection themselves against an EMP, and these morons in China want to see if they can steal the tokamak fusion reactors, the technology we had for 50 years. They're idiots. The Chinese are suicidal, and I'm going to get Gordon Chang on his book called The Coming Collapse of China. They got 1.8 million breed-ready females. They actually published last week in Drudge.
Yes.
The freaking Chinese are nuts. They are.
Yes, they are. By the way, if I may go back to North Korea for a moment, the woman that's chomping at the bit right now to take Kim Jong-un's place...
You know, you're talking about Hui, right?
...is Vice Foreign Minister Cho Son-hui, H-U-I.
And I saw her face, and I could tell she's been giving backroom warnings from Russia and China. You stab them in the back quick, because we got you. In other words, if Kim tries anything to suggest he's going to collaborate with Trump, he's a dead man.
Yes, he is.
And people and don't talk about this. That's why this was a useless visit. What needs to happen, and I'll tell you, Mr. Trump, exactly what you should do. Number one, a phone call to seize through the SWIFT banking system all the bank accounts of the PLA, the people making their carfentanil in China. We probably know their GPS coordinates. Scan them with an EMP weapon from space, like a gamma ray weapon called a Grazer. Seize all the bank accounts from Putin and all his oligarchs. Shut them down. Shut down all, not some of the trade from China. No more Santa Zell's looking Chinese anymore. Shut it down. Tell them if you don't get their freaking troops out of China, it's an act of war, and we are going to give them a warning launch on command. Tell them that their cities are now under surveillance by Japan, who's the second nuclear power. Second nuclear power is not Britain or France. It's Japan. Did you know that?
Yes.
And Japan, since the Second World War, is our lock, stable ally. The Japanese know they're dead in the water unless they have America backing. They're dead meat. They know that. That's why we're stationing the THAAD system, not only in Israel, but in Japan. People don't know about THAAD, do they?
No.
No.
By the way, America has been on a guilt trip ever since the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which is a very tragic situation. And, of course, I question even to this day why a Christian city with a very large Christian population.
I can tell you why. They were directed by the Jesuits to kill those Christians because those Christians were trying to become real Christians, not Jesuit-sponsored pseudo-Christians. They may have been evangelized by Catholics, a lot of them, but they're trying to follow the Bible. And believe me, back until the 1870s or 80s, if you read the Bible, it was a mortal sin, you're going to go to hell. Did you know that in the Catholic Church? And even after that, I remember as an altar boy, you're not allowed to read the Bible with all the priests near around. Did you know they taught us that back when we were altar boys? Even back in the 70s and 80s, 60s and 70s?
Yes.
Don't read the Bible without talking to a priest. You're going to do a mortal sin. Did you know that?
Yeah, and that's very tragic.
It's tragic because that's why these cities that they killed were the most Catholic Christian cities in Japan. Nagasaki and Hiroshima were Christian.
Yes.
Christian.
That's right. And even today, if you visit Hiroshima, Dr. Bill, you will notice that the people, for some reason, in Hiroshima are some of the friendliest, loving people in all of Japan.
Because they're trying to be real Christians. And they got the message, the transcendence beyond Roman Catholicism, which is apostate. That's why, behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations on the earth. It's a dark alliance between the so-called Vatican and the global bankers that's part of the Pindar's plan to take over the world with corporations and false religion, which is why the World Council of Churches is run by the Jesuits in the Vatican. Did you know that? The United Nations World Council of Churches is run by the Vatican.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, going back to Japan again, if they had been able to deploy their atom bomb in time, they would have not hesitated to use it on us just like we used ours on them.
Exactly. They were about 4 months behind. They were real close. And by the way, the Germans made a deal with us, and people don't realize this. Most of our nuclear material we dropped in Nagasaki and Hiroshima was German. They had better centrifuge technology than we did, and people don't understand the transfer to the OSS of the German scientists, technicians, and operatives in the intel agencies, over 100,000, was a direct transplant of the German Nazi regime and the Thule Society directly to our agencies, which is why our agencies are directly Luciferic. They're just a German transplant of the Thule, T-H-U-L-E, society that believed in literally communicating with transdimensional entities. People don't know this, do they? They think, oh, they're not religious. Are you kidding me? The highest level Masons and so on are high level devil worshippers. People don't get that, do they?
No. But the German fissionable material was shipped by large, gigantic submarines, the Japanese, to Japan. And the Japanese were able to put together a bomb that they detonated and tested in northeastern Korea. And they had sent aerial reconnaissance flights here in America after we had were so confident that we discontinued rationing of various consumer goods. And it was only a matter of days or months where they would have been able to deploy a weapon.
4 months is what I heard from my sources, 4 months. They're only 4 months behind us. And the Emperor of Japan knew that when that happened, he surrendered. They realized the game was up. But remember, the Jesuits directed to make sure it killed Christian Japanese cities, not the others.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. John, you have some interesting information on the number of troops from multiple countries in Venezuela. Let's go to that list.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have the 46,000 Cuban troops from the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Cuba, or the FAR. And as you've already pointed out, China has deployed 35,000 elite troops from the People's Liberation Special Operations Forces of the PLA.
Right.
And one comment I would like to add, I personally doubt if push came to shove, if there would be even mass graves for those casualties, because I think they would be vaporized. Now, these were the troops that were landed clandestinely on container ships off the coast of Venezuela, approximately 100 miles west of Caracas, at a place called Puerto de Cabellos, C-A-B-E-L-L-O-S, Cabellos.
Right.
And I started so quickly, I forgot it. I forgot also to mention that Cuban operatives in Venezuela, which includes spies, intelligence, and political advisors, counterintelligence agents, and military trainers, is a substantial number. And these people have more or less gotten into the hierarchy of Maduro's regime, and they give a lot of advice. And, in fact, Maduro's...
He actually has a puppet from... Colombia. What you're saying is he's a puppet of Cuba. People don't know that they're not just there to be support troops. They're managing him. He is a managed, controlled entity. He's actually a puppet of Cuba, isn't he?
Yes. And his special private army, if you want to call it that, is comprised entirely of Cuban guards or Cuban soldiers.
Right.
And... what we
he
have
can't trust
really
his, he
is,
can't trust his own people. He has to have Cubans come in and protect him because his own people will turn on him.
Right. And the Cubans are referred to as an occupation army. They are basically in control. They control the much larger Venezuelan army because Maduro is incompetent and has allowed... The Cubans to basically take over. So it's a very serious situation. And, of course, most Americans to this day, are not aware of the Cuban activity that occurred in Ethiopia, in northeastern Africa, and Angola in southeastern Africa, and elsewhere. We just think they all stayed on that little island of Cuba.
No, they didn't. They've been causing havoc all over the place. In fact, I heard evidence that the Cubans even had observers over in Iran and North Korea that are observing what's going on there.
And Vietnam earlier. In addition to these troops that are large in number, there's a much smaller contingent of Russians. It may be only 400 military contractors, but a good share of those are involved with the Russian Air Force operations on La Orchia Island,
right?
Which had the very long runways that were constructed several years ago by Russian personnel. And those few Russians pose a far greater danger than all of those troops that I've alluded to, or we've alluded to, because on those runways they can bring in the largest air transports with the ability to carry fully integrated mobile launchers with many intermediate-range ballistic missiles armed with thermonuclear warheads that can be fired within minutes after being unloaded on La Orchilla Island in the Caribbean Sea or at Punta Puente, Nicaragua, in Central America. Right. And, of course, this is for striking at any regions within the continental United States. So,
They also have the Russian Ru-160 bear bomber that's, you know, called Blackjack, they call it. They also have other things. The Russians have been working on a number of other projects, and I've actually seen the pictures. The Russians have developed a thing called a remote warrior machine, okay? And these things are about 30-some feet tall, and they can put a remote warrior in there that's bulletproof and actually put them in the battlefields. Because the future battles we're going to have with Russia and China and other nations, even in South Korea, are going to be drones, remote-operated robot warriors, and cyborgs. They're going to be human casualties in the battlefield, but the advanced nations have all got remote drones, robot warriors, and swarm cyborgs. People don't realize that's what's coming. And if there's a war in 2 or 3 or 5 years, it's not going to just be special forces contacting other special forces. It's going to be very nasty and a lot more violent, a lot more vicious, a lot more high intensity.
Yes. And there will be a lot more human casualties, civilians, unlike any wars in the past.
Right.
So even though there's 360,000 troops in the Venezuelan army, the fewer Russians are actually our greatest concern, because they have the capacity to basically annihilate the United States within a matter of minutes if those weapons are deployed.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think is that Trump needs to do. Number one, he needs to set down the banks for all the oligarchs and the PLA members of Russia and China. He needs to give a physical warning to remove all these troops, including the Cubans. And the Maritime Title III was actually suspended on Friday, last Friday, which means right now America's ready to actually decapitate both regimes. Because the Cubans, by the way, using Russian scalar weapons, have been hitting our ministers actually in the offices in Cuba. That's where they come back deaf and dizzy as hell with brain injury. This is not open. It's Russian weapons. I know about the Russian scalar weapons they have. Russians have been working on this for 70 years, and they're very advanced on scalar genetic and mind control technology. People don't realize Dr. Deagle is even more advanced than these damn Russians. If I decide to actually release the technology I know, it's a lot more dangerous than these freaking Russians have. What you have to understand what's going on, though, is they're directly hitting not only our ministers that are over there in Cuba, that's why they had to pull them back, but the Russians want to decapitate the regime. At the very least, they're going to hit us with a weapon of indignation and knock out our power grid, either by a cyber attack or an EMP weapon. They just need a fishing boat to fire up a missile 100,000 feet, 300 miles off the coast, and you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't hear a pop sound, but your cell phone wouldn't work, your gasoline pumps wouldn't work, and your power would be out for your TV. You'd be done. And within days and weeks, the population would consume itself. It would die. People, oh, no, that won't happen. How many people have more than 3 days of food or backup power for their refrigerator or self-defense weapon system, or they're going to try to escape by going on the freeway? That'll where you die, on the freeway.
Yes.
People don't get it. They think, well, I don't want to listen to Dr. Deagle. You better damn well listen to you. You're going to have very serious trouble. And Trump is not managing things properly. He's so distracted by all these attacks, he should start, not a full law like Putin, but he should have a commission to start to de-license media that are doing a hard coup against him.
Yes.
Washington Post, Mr. Bezos, should spend some time in jail. Might be 90 days. Teach the son of a bitch a lesson. Shut down Washington Post. Media like CNN, get rid of people like Costa. No more press pass, buddy. You're done. You're no longer a journalist. You're not allowed in the White House. We need to make sure that CNN and these people who run with fake stories like they did with the Covington kids, they're done. There are now lawsuits against Twitter. I saw, who's a congressperson that's actually filing against Twitter. And they've been disrespecting. Right now, this whole election is going to be run on social media. And the social media are going crazy, aren't they? Anybody who disagrees with the left and the demon rats, I call it, They're just ripping us apart. You wouldn't believe the attacks on me. Last week I had my IP address shut off from my Comrex by the internet service provider in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Son of a bitches. You try that again and I'm going to shoot your ass off. Yep. I had to reset my Comrex.
Okay. Before I forget, while it's maybe a good idea to have a Space Force, more emphasis should be placed on a missile defense system, because what's going to happen with the bureaucracy, they're going to spend all this time planning and billions of dollars. And
They don't need a plan. I sent a video a year and a half ago to Trump. They need what's called a Gerald Bowles Super Canyon, which, by the way, we have all the technology. We took it back with us from the Gulf 25 years ago when we had Gulf War I under George Bush Sr. We need to simply have the small plasma rockets loaded with the thing called laser net interferometry with a wraparound of missile or missilette, blow it all to bits in space, and have ground-based plasma weapons, which we have in the White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico. We set up a bunch of these what's called plasma, Tesla plasma engine systems to actually knock out missiles that are coming in from near space, besides the laser net interferometry, and we're completely free. We need to also make sure that if a satellite is detected that has the potential of being an EMP weapon, take it out. For example, if North Korea has an EMP weapon even in their communication satellite that crosses our airspace, and we identify that it has characteristics that indicate it could have an EMP weapon, remove it.
Yes.
People don't understand. A lot of satellites are very mobile from Russia and China, and they cross our airspace. We tolerate that. Why? Why do we tolerate satellites crossing our airspace only a few hundred miles above the Earth? It's nuts, isn't it?
It's stupidity, yes. Absolutely.
And we pretend that we know what we're doing. Look, I can axe. I don't blame because I've got, Norwegian Viking giant ancestry. My ancestors served in the 11th century. We're over 7 foot tall. Okay, I'm not 7 foot tall, but I got tall ancestors. And we're Vikings, okay? I like to axe people questions, not ask. And that's why, because it's got a sharp blade on both sides of the war axe. I want to ask them a question like, do you really think that if we got in a conflict, we're going to survive with Russia and China? No, we're not. We're going to have a tiny population of rural preppers that are going to survive. Everybody else is going to die. That's what's going to happen. And there may be a few people with a Willy Wonka ticket to go out to deep underground military bases and stay there for months or years, like the warlock, like the, the movie The Time Machine, where they go underground for 80,000 years and come back up with monstrosities that can't tolerate the dark, the light. You think that can't happen? Yeah, exactly. People say, oh, you're making it up. And so when we see all these people, all these troops from Cuba that are actually managing, for people don't realize Maduro is a Cuban puppet. And the guy that's the brother of the dictator of Cuba is managing Maduro. We need to be invading Cuba. We need to decapitate Cuba as well as decapitating Maduro. Because it's the damn Cubans that are actually managing Venezuela as a proxy for Russia and China. And Russia and China think it's a big laugh that in our sphere of influence they can hit American cities or military bases, including on the East Coast, all of our nuclear submarines. We made a deal years ago to keep all most of our submarines all at the same place and same base in Norfolk, Virginia. Did you know that?
Right.
How freaking stupid is it that you have one GPS coordinate where if they drop one bomb, most of our nuclear submarines are completely destroyed? How freaking stupid is that?
Right. And we must not ignore Nicaragua.
And Nicaragua, by the way, we need to invade and take it over. In the same way, we should be sending our troops not to the border with concertina wire. Trump needs to order our troops and our drones and our aircraft and so on to blast the hell out of the drug cartels. And the third richest man on earth is not Bezos. It's a drug leader, Slim in Mexico, who's a Lebanese, by the way. People need to understand that. And these other drug cartels, the second and third richest people on earth are Mexicans. They're shipping drugs into America, many of them in a proxy for the Chinese and their carfentanil.